Welcome, cheerio, from the news capital of the world. You've landed on the Daily Objective from the Ayn Rand Center, UK. I'm Jonathan Honig from capitalistpig.com. Delighted to have you with us from all around the world. Here we are, the Ayn Rand Center, UK, but we're all students of objectivism, and objectivism is a global movement. It's a philosophy for living on Earth. And my guess is, as we look throughout the chat here, everyone here is living on Earth. Everyone here is living on Earth. So this is for you if you're interested in ideas, if you're interested in Ayn Rand, because we're all, from all different levels of knowledge about objectivism, but we've got the heavy hitters here for you on the Ayn Rand Center UK channel. We've got people like James Valiant, we've got Don Watkins, we've got Rucka Rucka Ali, Mark Pellegrino, Harry Binswanger, of course, who was a student of Ayn Rand's, and Dr. Peikoff himself. They're all here. Part of our channel. Look at our backlog of previous programs. You'll find them, their perspective, and yours as well. So we're happy to have you along for the ride. Show your support by being not a freeloader, but by being a trader, and hit us up in the super chat. And more than anything, tell a friend. So thank you for being part of what we do today. We've got a great program for you today. And it's, as they say, ripped from the headlines. So be part of what we're doing here. Become a member on YouTube. Become a member at AynRandCenter.uk and hit us up in the super chat as well. So let's get right to it. You don't want to waste your time. This is not, as we say, objectivism. This is not endorsed by Ms. Rand or Dr. Peikoff or Dr. Brook or Dr. Binswanger. This is our interpretation, my interpretation. But today, I know it's about something that you enjoy, something that everyone seems to be interested in, politics, both in the UK and in the US. And as I think about the political spectrum now, I do have to vomit a little bit, but we're not going to talk specifics. We're going to talk big picture, at least for a moment here, about the so-called political spectrum. You know, we talk about the left and the right, and even Ms. Rand in some of her nonfiction writing talks about the left and the right. So we're going to kind of unpack these ideas, what to make of them, how to fit, I believe, objectivism into them, and point out why both sides are wrong and why, in fact, objectivism is not even within those two sides. And when you look at the so-called left and the right, and this is straight from Wikipedia, in the United States at least, on the left, you've got parties like the Democratic Party, the Green Party, the Freedom Socialist Party, the Communist Party, the California National Party, the All African People's Revolutionary Party, the African People's Socialist Party. I think those are probably all accurate. And on the right, you've got, for example, the Republican Party, the Constitution Party, the Covenant Party, this, bizarrely, the Objectivist Party. Yes, that's considered the right in the, now I don't know what the Objectivist Party is, but objectivism apparently is considered part of the right wing in American politics. The Christian Liberty Party, the Conservative Party of New York State. This is just a tip of the iceberg, as they say, the Tax Revolt Party of the so-called right in the United States. So, you know, let's posit though for a minute that supposedly the right wing in America, and the right wing politically includes Ayn Rand. And you know, you only need to kind of do a quick global search or a Google search to see that. I mean, when did Ayn Rand become the Republican Party's Bible? Don't you wish? Ayn Rand was the Republican Party's Bible? And thank you, Jeff, leading it off with a super generous contribution of Canadian currency, which I happen to be long in my fund over at capitalistpig.com. It's a side note, but thank you, Jeff. You're the one who's making this original programming inspired by objectivism possible. You know, we do it every day. We're here Monday through Friday with an original show of 30 minutes to oftentimes an hour of original programming inspired by objectivism. We're part of this conversation, this global movement of objectivism. So Jeff, you're making it possible. You're part of the so-called philosophy posse, and thank you for doing it. And I'm sure you would invite others to join you as well for supporting this type of programming. So this is the kind of general thought, right? I mean, right wing, the Ayn Rand is part of the so-called right wing. Here's the headline, Trump administration embraces Ayn Rand's disdain for the masses. could do a whole show on that one. I hate Ayn Rand, but here's why: my fellow conservatives love her. Really? I mean, you know a lot of conservatives or Republicans who embrace objectivism. I don't. And it is certainly not something that we endorse here or that I believe Ayn Rand would endorse. Keep in mind, Ayn Rand didn't vote for Ronald Reagan. She vehemently opposed Ronald Reagan. And my belief is everything that would have come further in the Republican and, of course, Democratic Party. So I'm imploring you today to understand, if you're a student of objectivism, this is my belief, you are not on this left-right political spectrum. Throw that out. Does not exist and should not exist. Here's how you should, I believe, think of and understand politics today. And Bonnie says, what if we stopped saying left and right and got specific, like authoritarians and capitalists? And Bonnie, by the way, is a YouTube member here at the Ayn Rand Center UK. You should become a YouTube member as well. I think it's like £4 or £5 a month, which is a pittance, and allows us to bring this programming to you. Programming that's pretty radical. That says, to Bonnie's point, that don't think of left and right. Think of that spectrum as being collectivist on one side and all the way on their side being individualist. That's the spectrum. That is the political spectrum. That means, in fact, that's the spectrum that I believe Ms. Rand endorses in Textbook of Americanism. Thank you, Mary Lean, fairy godmother of the Ayn Rand Center UK. In a new Textbook of Americanism, Ms. Rand's first question is what is the basic issue in the world today? Individualism versus collectivism. And that is certainly the basic political question. And don't kid yourself into thinking that Republicans are on the individual side or conservatives are on the individualist side and Democrats are the collectivist side. That is, can I full screen this presentation? It is full screen, James. It's full screen to the best of my ability. Throw a couple extra shekels this way and we'll see what else we can do. But collectivism includes the Democrats, the Republicans, the Greens, the nationalists. They're all on the collectivist side. And Ayn Rand is on the individualist side. She is, in my understanding, really the only one, philosophically, certainly politically, who's on the individualist side. And thank you, Jeff Bannister. Jeff has been a member for 9 months. We appreciate it. He says it's well worth it. Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you, Jeff. Truly, truly thank you. So don't think in terms of left and right. Think of collectivist, of which politically, everyone is on, including the libertarians. You only have to look at their Twitter feed, their love of Putin, their hatred of force, even, and maybe especially, retaliatory force. They're in the same bed as the communists, the same bed as the GOP, and the socialists as well. And Ms. Rand is on the right-hand side. So this is the spectrum. In fact, it's not even collectivist, individualist on the same spectrum. They're actually really two different spectrums. And individualism, I mean, there's probably gradients of individualism, but think of these as two different spectrums at all. Now I'm going to give you some examples, as they say, ripped from today's headlines. But before I do that, I'm going to give you an opportunity to hit us up on the super chat. You know, it's £2, £5 at a time that keep this original channel going. So take this opportunity to be a trader. But I'm giving you those examples, as I said, ripped from the headlines as we speak. This is the headline from February 22nd, 2021. Democrats question TV carriers' decisions to host Fox, OAN, and Newsmax, citing misinformation. This is from Politico. The lawmakers sent letters to AT&T, Verizon, Roku, Amazon, Alphabet, Comcast, Charter, Dish, Cox, Altice, Hulu, and Alphabet, questioning TV carriers' decisions to host Fox, OAN, and Newsmax, right? Citing misinformation. Now, I consider that to be a complete abuse and a shitting on, if you will, of freedom of speech. In fact, from censorship, Local and Express, which is available over at the Ayn Rand Institute, freedom of speech means freedom of interference. suppression and or punitive action by the government and nothing else. Getting kicked off Twitter is not a violation of freedom of speech, but government getting involved, again, my opinion, in you getting kicked off Twitter is. So now, if you think that that is solely the foray of the left wing, the Democrats in this country, don't worry. Here is from 2 days ago. What is today, the 24th? Today's the 20th, 2 days ago. Here we have now the Republicans in the US. From the Washington Examiner, House Republicans urge DirecTV to reconsider, quote, deplatforming conservative outlet. So you've got, I believe, I don't know, OAN, the other one, what, Newsmax, whatever it is, DirecTV is not renewing it. And here you have the Republicans now. It wasn't even basically a year ago, it was the Democrats. Now it is Republicans saying, wait a minute, DirecTV, wait a minute, AT&T, you know, what are you putting on your channel? And I know what some of you are gonna say, maybe even some conservatives, maybe some libertarians in the chat, you're gonna say, well, you know, they're just considering, it's just government posing a question, you know, so they're just, Dr. Binswanger, who by the way, has a regular program on this channel, it's brought to you each week because of your contributions. Dr. Binswanger has a wonderful quote that he's used several times throughout the years. The threat of force is force. And my belief is just the fact that you've got government who has no business in the role of ideas at all, not in speech at all, unless it's threatening speech or like fire in a crowded movie theater. The threat of force is force. So the mere fact that government's getting involved in this at all is force. And as I said, this is on both sides. Do not get lulled into the false alternative of you got, well, the leftist Democrats and, well, the Republicans aren't total free marketers, but they're basically conservative, is not at all. Here you have, again, ripped from today's headlines. Live music execs grilled on Capitol Hill after Taylor Swift tour mess. And yes, of course, that's I'm sure what the founders intended was our elected officials. And by the way, just on a very practical side, all their staff of lawyers at how many hundreds of dollars an hour going over Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift as if they have any role in tickets or Taylor Swift or ticketing at all. And here's my point. It is not like, oh, well, we go, the collectivist Democrats, and again, both sides. Here we have Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, getting in Live Nation's business, urging the two companies to be breaking up. You know, there should be structural remedies for like breaking Live Nation and Ticketmaster up, says Democrat Blumenthal. But then you've got on the right-hand side, the so-called right, Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, saying that, you know, we need more competition for consumers, ending his remarks with a quote from Swift's song, Karma. Neither party, no element of politics has any role in speech, unless it's the protection of individual rights. So the fact that both parties are endorsing not only suppression of the private media, i.e. writing letters to DirecTV saying, why are you doing this with this channel? But here we go again, talking about what Ticketmaster needs to do about Taylor Swift and her concerts. It is all a violation of speech. And of course, it goes on and on and on. Here we have Josh Hawley from today. This is ripped from today's headlines. Josh Hawley wants to ban TikTok nationwide. Missouri senator will introduce legislation. So why do we have, you know, any politician involved in what websites you can go to? This is emphasized. Josh Hawley is making my point as well. As I said, all the political parties, all of politics today, from my understanding, including libertarians, are on the axis of collectivism. They are two sides of the same coin. It's not like you've got, well, the left is collectivist and the right is individualist, and somewhere in the middle, we've got what we have today. That's not at all. Democrats, Republicans, I'm sure Tories and so-called conservatives in the UK, they are two sides of the same collectivist coin, and it should be rejected whole cloth. Marilyn says, the left, and thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn is a super chatter, of which so few of you are. You know, if there's 22 people watching now. If each of you hit us up with $2, we would more than meet today's goal. So step up, be a active person, be part of the movement, and help us bring this daily inspiration of Ayn Rand's ideas to you. Marilyn says, the left offers us Elizabeth Warren, the right offers Donald Trump, a pox on both their houses. I agree, and both their collectivist houses. As it was said on the chat, you know, call it out for what it is. It's collectivism, all of it. Ayn Rand is the individualist radical voice. She's the only alternative politically, epistemologically, aesthetically, metaphysically to the absolute friggin' intellectual morass, which is modern culture in the UK, in the US, worldwide. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And that's why hopefully you're supporting what we're doing. You know, you can't go out there and like arrange speakers. You can't go out there and produce podcasts about Ayn Rand. You can't put on reading groups about Ayn Rand or organize it. But we're doing that here at the Ayn Rand Center UK. We're doing all that intellectual advocacy on your behalf. We're your surrogates, if you will. You know, we're like doing the legwork so that you can be part of the movement at literally $2, £5, a month or less. So thank you for letting us bring this programming to you day after day after day. Tomorrow we'll be here with another episode of the Ayn Rand Center, UK's Daily Objective. Take this opportunity to like us, like the show. Take this opportunity to subscribe to us so that every time we go live, you know, it's not just the Daily Objective. We got Mark Pellegrino with TV Talk. We've got Dr. Binswanger with Harry's World, or whatever the fuck it's called. We've got so much programming from experts in objectivism. Jeff, thank you. You are you're everyone's savior. This atlas of this show is being held on Jeff's very, very capable shoulders. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Marilyn. You guys are the atlases. You are not only just part of the philosophy possibly, but you're advocating for reason, you're advocating for individual rights, you're advocating for freedom, the true meaning of the world, and you're bringing this information to a global audience. You know, keep in mind, if you were interested in objectivism, even 10, 12, 15 years ago, you were kind of on your own. You were out there in your little town, like Dr. Peikoff was, like, you know, so many of us were growing up, and with no connection to anyone, certainly the inability to like get an audience with people like James Valiant or Dr. Peikoff, or certainly Dr. Binswanger. We're bringing that to you. $1.99 at a time. Thank you, Mary Lean. $20 at a time. Thank you, Jeff. Canadian, even better in my book. So thank you for being part of what we're doing. And keep in mind, if you wanted to even study objectivism back then, you had to write away for tapes, or go to someone's house where they played records of Nathaniel Brandon and Dr. Peikoff or Miss Rand. So Marilyn saying Harry's World, HBTV, every Monday, Harry Binswanger with like an hour of original Q&A. I mean, you know, wouldn't you, if I had said, if you were like in your, or if you are in your podunk town, and we are all philosophically our own podunk towns, you know, we're bringing you Dr. Binswanger week after week after week, but we need your support. We've got no major institution behind us. We've got no institution behind us. We've got you, a movement of people inspired by Ayn Rand at every different level of interest. You don't need to be an expert. You need to be a student. That's what Miss Rand, I believe, recommended people think of themselves and refer to themselves as, students of objectivism. You don't have to be a card-carrying objectivist. Be a skeptic. Be a student. Learn. There's so much to read from Miss Rand. And that's what we're hoping we're inspiring you to do every day, be part of a global movement of people inspired by Ayn Rand's objectivism, to meet us here every day at 6 p.m. UK. I mean, what, you're probably on your third or fourth pint by then. Kidding. But you know, there is a hint of truth. No, I'm kidding again, but there is. Wait a minute. The point is, we're all global students of objectivism, and we love being part of this global movement. You know, objectivism makes your life better. It's a philosophy for living on earth, not after the fact when you die and you see, I don't know, Allah or Yehuda or I don't know, whoever you see, you're supposed to see when you die. Guess what? You don't. Life is about living right here on earth. And objectivism is the philosophy which tells you how to make that process so enjoyable, so exciting, so meaningful, right here, right now. So thanks for being part of what we're doing. Hit us up in the super chat, leave a like, share this show, become a member, and become a supporter at Ayn Rand Center UK. We'll see you back here, same time, same channel for the Daily Objective. Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com, wishing you best premises.